CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
It seems to me that when we're invited to somebody's house for dinner, somebody you hardly know, and I don't know at all, that you might at least get directions how to get to their house.
Instead of driving around and around. What does that say? There.
I told you the last time we passed this corner, it's Apple Blossom Lane.
What are you talking about? We haven't been on this road before.
Oh, yes, we have. I even commented on that house right there with a big window and the crisscross curtains right there. So beautiful, but goodness, there must be a job to iron, which is what I said before, remember? Don't give me a dirty look, dear. I said 10 minutes ago I thought we were going around in a circle.
We can hardly be going around in a circle. These streets wind every which way with no rhyme or reason.
Yeah,
there, what does that say?
Goldenrod Lane. And when we passed this before, I commented that I hope the people who lived on that street don't get hay fever. Remember?
Now, look, we're trying to get somewhere. You understand? If you would stop trying to be funny and just watch the street sign.
Well, I don't even know what I'm looking for.
Oh, we're looking for Butternut Lane.
But you said he doesn't live on Butternut Lane.
Oh, honey, why are you like this? The Forces live on a little road that turns off Butternut Lane. All we have to do is go down to the end of Butternut Lane, and we turn off to the right. Yes, right on this little road. It's a dead end, and so he said we can't miss it.
Well, he doesn't know us. Look, why don't you ask somebody, dear?
No.
All right. Of course, it's 7:15. We're already 15 minutes late. No, it is 7:25. We're almost half an hour late. But it is a lovely evening for a drive. Nice cool breeze. That's a pretty house, isn't it?
What does that say?
2236, the Warburtons live here.
Oh, no, this street sign. No. What does that say?
Lilac Lane. Look, why don't you get out of the flowers? Butternut Lane isn't going to be in with the lilacs and apple blossoms. It'll be in with the nuts. Like walnut, Chestnut Lane. At one point, we passed Hazelnut Hollow Road. Now, we should have turned there. Oh, there, that was Apricot Lane. Now, we're getting into fruit.
But, Peter, no wonder you can't find your way. I mean, street should be First Street or Second Street or Third Street. Then you know where you are. All this fruits, nuts, and flowers.
Why there. Don't you stop and ask somebody?
No.
Why don't you stop and ask somebody, dear?
No.
When I say that, why do you tighten your jaw and look grim? I will never, never understand why men feel it's humiliating or degrading to ask directions. You didn't want to call the Fosters before we left home and ask for explicit directions because they'd be busy, you said, rushing around getting ready for their party. Well, instead, apparently you'd rather we kept the Fosters and all their guests waiting half an hour for us. Now, look, there is a man trimming his hedge. Now, just stop the car. Come on, dear.
Just stop the car and
ask him. I will ask him so he doesn't think you're a terrible dunce for not knowing.
No. I will ask him if you don't mind. sorry, excuse me. Could you tell me how to get to Butternut Lane?
Butternut Lane?
Yes.
You said Butternut Lane.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. Butternut Lane. So many of these streets are new. I know where Hazelnut Hollow Road is.
Oh, no. Frank, we want Butternut Lane.
Yeah. Well, it might be over in that part of... wait a minute now. Just a minute.
Oh, thank you. Look, we'll find it. Thanks anyhow.
Oh, no. Now, just a minute. Let me think. Butternut Lane. Oh, that's funny. I don't think I've ever heard of that one. Let me ask my wife.
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want you to go to all that trouble.
Oh, no. It's no trouble at all. She's right up there on the porch. Alan! Where is Butternut Lane.
Where is what?
Butternut Lane. These people are looking for Butternut Lane. Do you know how they get there? Wait a minute. She's coming out. It's all right. She drives around this section a lot more than I do. And honey, where is...
good evening.
Good evening.
Where is Butternut Lane?
Butternut Lane? Where do the Jorgensons live?
That's Chestnut Tree Road.
Oh, yes. But it must be in the same section. Is this Butternut Lane a new street?
New? Well, no. I mean, I don't know how new it is. I mean, these people we're looking for just moved in. I know it's a new house.
So many of them going up around here all the time. It's hard to tell exactly. Wait a minute. What's the name of that new road over by Jane Thompson?
No, I don't know. I don't even know Jane Thompson.
Oh, Leonard, you certainly know Jane Thompson. Harry Sloan's sister. She married that fellow who used to be a classmate of Sam's. Jane lives in that darling yellow house.
Helen, these people aren't looking for Jane Tompkins. They're looking for Butternut Lane.
I tell you what, we'll find it. Don't worry. And thank you anyhow. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, it's no bother at all. What I started to say was that there was a new street over by Jane's house, and they named it something. I can't remember. And then I think Jane told me they changed the name, which made them curious, because Jane had all her stationery printed up.
Oh, isn't that maddening?
Isn't it? Jane was so mad because it seems it was the fellow across the street who did it. He just went down to the city hall, or wherever you go, and had the name changed without asking anybody else who lived down the street.
Isn't that curious?
And how he got a change, I don't know. But he did.
My goodness.
And so all the neighbors are mad at him. So, Jane said...
Helen, these people are trying to find Butternut Lane.
I know. And I think that's the street that had the name changed.
Well, was it Butternut Lane or was it changed to Butternut Lane?
Well, of course, that's what I can't remember.
Yeah, well, look, whatever we're looking for... yes, whatever we're looking for now must be called Butternut Lane now, because that's what Ralph told me.
Uh-huh.
He said Butternut Lane.
Uh-huh. And, of course, I'm not sure I was talking about... What is the same street you were talking about, anyhow?
What?
Well, why don't I call Jane?
No, don't call Jane.
I could ask her if she knows where Butternut Lane is.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, but no. I'm afraid we've taken up enough of your time.
Oh, it seems to me your best bet is to go back to Hemlock Hedge Road.
Yeah, that won't help them any, dear. Butternut Lane must be somewhere near Hazelnut Hollow Road, which is nowhere near Hemlock Hedge Road.
It certainly is. If they circle around...
Then why should they circle around? The best thing to do is to turn around. Go back to... Juniper... No. Turn left and go until you hit Weeping Willow Road.
Willow Road doesn't cross Juniper.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, goodness, no, I guess it doesn't. golly, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we're not much help. I just haven't heard of Butternut Lane.
No, I'm afraid I haven't either.
Thank you. Thanks, anyhow.
Thanks very much. It was very nice.
Boy. Well, are you happy now? That is why I don't stop and ask people.
Wouldn't you know, the one time I finally persuade you to stop and ask somebody.
Listen, people either don't know or they give you directions that you can't follow anyhow.
Oh, Oh, dear. Well, now, what are we going to do, honey? We just cannot keep driving around and around.
Well, I know. We'll see if we can get ourselves out of this maze and find a telephone.
Why don't we go back and ask if we can use their telephone?
No, please.
They wouldn't mind, dear. They were very, very nice. Dear? Oh, man. All right. I won't say another word. You get us to the party.
Thank you, dear. I will. You know, Ralph. No. Look, Ralph, I'm in a phone booth on the boulevard. Yes. I know, we're awfully late. Look, I'm sorry, but we just can't find Butternut Lane. Yeah, well, we couldn't find it. We've been driving around and around in circles. And we... Yes. Yeah, well, then we finally stopped and we asked some people, and they didn't know where it was. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Honey, don't go on about that. Find out how to get there. Now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll write it down. I've got pencil and tape in the back of an envelope.
Yeah, all right. Ralph. Yeah, wait a minute. Don't tell me. We're going to write it down.
Move on.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah. Go on.
All right, Ralph. Yeah. We did that, yes. Boulevard. Turn left at the filling station.
Yeah. All right. Filling station.
Uh-huh.
Turn left.
Half a mile until we see Robin's Egg Road. Is that right?
Robin's Egg Road. I got it. How far do we go on that?
How far do we go on Robin? Uh-huh. Until we hit Chickadee Lane. Yeah. Then turn left again.
Chickadee Lane. Now we're in the birds. Turn left. I've got it.
To what, Ralph? Hold on.
Chickadee Lane.
Bit,
Until
we see what? The school.
School.
Wait a minute. Then turn right.
School.
Yes, turn right on Schoolhouse Lane.
Schoolhouse Lane.
Anyway, what do you mean, take the road in the back of the church? Well, what's the name of it? Hello?
Never read my writing.
Hello?
What's the matter?
Oh, his wife just screamed. They'll never get there that way.
Her dinner is probably ruined.
Hello, Ralph? Are you... Ralph? Look, everybody's yelling directions now. I can't... Hello? Yeah, I'm still here. Huh?
I don't have a thing after Chickadee.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, maybe it better. Yeah, would you do that? Yeah, it'd be quicker, probably. Well, I'm in a phone booth, naturally. I mean, phone booth near the viaduct across from a diner.
Diner, the diner.
Yeah.
Looks like it.
You know? Okay, Ralph.
Oh,
boy. Well, he's going to come and get us and lead the way. I hope he knows it. Boy, these days when you go to a party, you got to have a map. What's the matter?
This boulevard is lined with phone booths, viaducts, and diners. You didn't tell him which one. Call him back before he starts.
No, he'll find us. Look, I'll stand by the car so he sees me. You get in the car and sit there and relax and think beautiful thoughts.
Beautiful thoughts.
You see, darling, lots of married people get bored with each other after a while, but I try to avoid that by making everything we do interesting, full of suspense and excitement. I mean, what's interesting about just driving to somebody's house and getting there on time? I mean, anybody can do that. So dull, shows no imagination. Now look at the fun you've had.
I know. You're a thrilling man.
Yeah.
Now go watch for Ralph, dear.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins, thank you.